Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by Army Wife Network Core Team. Tonight is show 523, and I'm your host, Paula Merrifield.
And I'm your co-host, Corey Blackshear. Today is Monday, June 15th, 2015. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
That's right, and I'll be honest, Corey and I were sitting here struggling, and we were yawning, but now that we're on air, this is where the party's going on. There's always a party going on. That's right. So we've always got a party going on here at Army Wife Network. And so if you're listening to our show live right now, you can join us over in our Twitter chat. Follow along at twitter.com/Army Wife Network and use the hashtag Army Wife to participate. It's a lot of fun. We get a lot of conversation over there. And feel free to ask questions and just interact with us. We would love to have you.
We love the Twitter party. Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or call 1-855-METTDP1.
That's right, and they will get you hooked up. They're really good when you call and actually talk to them. So definitely give them a call.
They have great customer service.
They do. They have great customer service, and we are very thankful that they are one of our show sponsors. So definitely. Tonight on Army Wife Talk Radio, we've got Joelle Yamada of Overseas Yes. This is going to be a really, really good show with a lot of great information, especially if you are planning a PCS overseas. You can follow them on their social media outlets, Twitter. It's at Okinawa_high, and that's H-A-I. Their website is overseasyes.com. And, of course, you can find them on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Okinawa High, and that's Okinawa High. And then, of course, we'll also have our relationship minute from Kevin Decker. He always has great things to say, so we look forward to that. But, of course, before we get to that, though, we have some catching up to do. Corey and I, we've not hosted in a little while, and we've all been kind of busy. It's been a little while. And especially for those that may not know or joining us in for the first time, during our summer break, vacation time and all that sort of thing, we are actually broadcasting every other week. So if you are used to joining us every Monday night, just know that the months of June, July, and August, we will actually be here every other week. So make sure that you tune in. And, of course, you can always download and listen to our broadcast later on if you would like. So, but like I said, before we get going with everything, Corey, what's been going on in your Army Wife life lately?
Well, I'm really excited that I started a new job today. And it's with the Department of Veterans Hair Healthcare System. So I'll really get to follow my passion, which is continuing to help military families and veterans. And, yeah, I'm super excited, even though it took about 6 months for them to get me on board.
That's a perfect job for you.
I agree.
How exciting. Is it close to home?
It's actually on the other side of Corpus Christi, but Corpus Christi isn't large. So
right.
It's only about 30 minutes away, which is not bad at all. Because I get
bad.
To live in my beautiful house on the water and go to work and help veterans and then come back and go swimming.
Yeah, right off the back deck, right backyard.
Yep.
Corey has an absolutely beautiful deck that they've just rebuilt on to the back of their house. And I tell you what, if I had a deck like that, that's where I would be probably the majority of the time that I was home. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I never come in on the weekends.
Oh, I bet not. I bet not. That's awesome.
And what else? Oh, so the last time we talked, I had just gotten the two new dachshund babies. So that brings our pack size up to 5 dogs. We have yellow dog and 4 mini dachshunds. And I was a little afraid they wouldn't get along, but now they're all playing and running all over the house, and they sleep in a big pile, all 4 of them together. It's very, very sweet.
I think I saw, wasn't it on Facebook yesterday or the day before, where you had a picture of all 4 of them asleep on the couch and they were all, like,
yeah.
laid out? Okay,
yep,
that was
they got
hilarious.
That way on their own. It looks like I set them up that way, but I didn't.
I was like, how in the world did she arrange that?
Yeah, you can't make those wiggle worms do anything they don't want to do, so...
Oh, okay. So how old are any of them, puppies or are they adults? What is the age of them?
Harley is the oldest. He's about 5, so still not very old for a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbles is the red one, and she is 2.5. And the two new dogs, the vet thinks that they're about 1.5 years. So they're still pretty puppyish, but they're mostly
Oh,
dogs.
Wow. Wow.
It's like having
They're
a bunch
so
of toddlers running all over the house.
Yeah. Well, they're just adorable. And like I said, that picture that you had posted where all 4 of them were just laying there in a little row, I was like, oh, my gosh, how in the world did she do that?
Luck.
I guess so.
Luck.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So are you enjoying it down there in Texas? Because I know that, you know, you guys haven't been there too awful long.
Right. We've been here since October. Well, Steve has. I got here in December. And I do like it, but I'm missing Colorado a little bit because there are no mosquitoes there. Not a one. And I'm not acclimated to the heat yet, and it's just starting. Like, we've been in the around 90 degrees most days, but it's pretty humid, and we had no humidity at our house in Colorado. So it's taking some acclimation, but I don't miss the wildfires, which they should be just about mm-hmm. getting into that season pretty soon.
Right.
But down here we get hurricanes, so there's always a trade-off.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And you guys have some weather coming in close to you now, don't you?
Yes, there's a tropical storm forming in the Gulf. They're not sure if it's going to fully develop and get a name, but it's kind of looking like it might. So that's
right.
supposed to hit sometime tonight. And
oh, wow.
It's okay. We have a nice sturdy house and plenty of food and water, so we're okay.
There you go. Well, very good.
How about you, Paula? What's going on with you this summer?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Well, I have to say, I have to admit that I'm actually enjoying the lighter schedule that's going on for the summer because it's given me plenty of pool time. And I'm going to admit it. I've been lazy the last couple of weekends, and it's just been kind of nice, you know. I mean, the pool's just right kind of across the way from me, and, you know, get my stuff together, have me a little adult beverage in my little plastic cup and go and
yes,
enjoy
ma'am.
And lay out and have fun. So it's just been, honestly, it's been relaxing. So I have really enjoyed it.
Well, you should relax on the weekends. You work really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just been nice, you know. I mean, normally, and you know how it is, we normally have so much. I mean, all of us, we normally just have so much going on. But it's kind of nice sometimes to just go, you know what, I'm just not going to do that this weekend, or I'm not going to go there, or, you know, or do whatever and just kind of hang out. So that actually has been kind of nice. It was CMA.
Some time for yourself.
Yeah, it's just been nice. It was CMA week here in Nashville, and I actually went downtown and did a couple of things there, which was really nice. I love CMA week CMA festival. That was a lot of fun. But on the Army life side, Army mom here, my son, who is an ROTC cadet and in the National Guard, he is getting ready to report to Fort Knox for his advanced camp.
That's
coming up. Yeah, the 26th of June. And he'll be gone, of course, you know, for the month. And I don't know, you know, it's really when you get to that point and he goes to advanced camp, it's just that knowledge that, wow, you know, in August he starts his senior year of college.
And it's the real deal.
It's the real deal, and he is currently trying to make a decision on what his career path in the military is going to be, whether he is going to compete for a full-time slot and go full-time, or if he is going to just stay in the National Guard and pursue, you know, his career in law enforcement and that sort of thing. So he's got a lot of big decisions that he's trying to make, and fortunately I have some really good connections with people in the FBI and the TBI and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I do.
And a really good friend that my son was able to talk with the other day, an FBI agent with 30 years of service to the Bureau, and he was able to give my son a lot of good advice. And so Connor's just at that crossroads right now in his military career where he's trying to decide what he wants to do. And we're excited. We're excited about that, too. And then I guess our other great
–
yeah, well, our other great big news is I have another grandchild on the way.
Yay.
And the big reveal came the other day that we are having a granddaughter.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well,
so
you know, the Army
Wife
Network core team loves to shop for little girls.
Exactly.
You know,
so
we're
real excited about that. We're real excited about that. Miss Ellison Grace will make her debut appearance around the 19th of November, because my daughter will have to be induced. And so everybody's excited. So she will have two big brothers. And so we're excited. We're all getting excited. And some of the other family has said, well, I'm not buying anything yet because, you know, it's still early. And I'm like, wait a minute. So, but we're excited. So that's kind of what's going on in our Army mom life and just life in general. So lots of big things, lots of good things going on. So
lots of happy things.
Yeah, lots of happy things. So, but yeah, we're all just plugging right along, doing what we need to do. So, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our hot topics and discussions on our social media roundup. So hang on just a minute while we take a quick commercial break.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All right, well, history was made as the new general takes command at Wright-Patterson. As she took control of the Air Force Materiel Command on last Monday, General Ellen, and I don't want to mess her last name up, Ellen Polakowski? Yeah, Polakowski, that's what I thought for sure, said, "It is a challenging time for our Air Force and for our Department of Defense due to global hotspots and the growing threats from the Islamic State. The Air Force's newest four-star general marked a historic first Monday when she became the top leader of AFMC and only the second woman to assume the leadership role. Polonkowski took the reins from General Janet Wolfenbarger, the first four-star female general in the Air Force, who capped a 35-year career that began in the first class of women cadets at the Air Force Academy. It was the first time a major command changed from one female four-star general to another. And you can read more about this at stripes.com. And it was a really interesting story. And kudos and congratulations to both.
That makes me proud to be a woman, you know?
Absolutely. Girl power, right?
Oh, yeah. And hot on Army Wife Network this week, it's been raining here in Texas for what seems like forever. I'm used to the sunshine. I'm ready for the sunshine. I'm ready for summer. The kids get out of school next week, and I'll admit that I'm nervous about what that will do to my routine. I'm a stickler for a routine. That is truth, whether it's getting stuck in a routine of eating dessert after a meal or a routine of exercising. In this next installment of co-founder Tara's Journey to You series, Adding Exercise, she shares her experience and offers great suggestions. You can find this post under Health and Fitness based on experience. And that's at our home site. It's armywifenetwork.com, and you can find it under the experience bloggers.
That's a really great series, too, her Journey to You series. So definitely check that out. And our social media roundup is there was a hot Facebook posting this week that was about military spouse priority placement program that's offered through jobs with the federal government. Military Spouse Corporate Career Network, or MSCCN, breaks down the program and how it works and the benefits for military spouses. A lot of people might not know about that, and that's a great resource to go over and look at. It was on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Army Wife Network, or we'll also have that link in our Twitter feed that you can go over and find it and take a look at that. So good information there.
And last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit to one per show, and we ask for them 10 days in advance. You can email us at info@armywifenetwork.com. And America's heroes come in all forms, from the deployed active duty service member to the retired veteran making a difference on the home front. To honor those who serve, the Army and Air Force Exchange Service and Dickies will award an American Hero of the Year with $25,000. All active duty and retired U.S. military personnel and their family members are eligible to win a grand prize of $25,000 or one of four runner-up prizes of $1,000. Nominations can consist of a video less than 5 minutes, a photo and an essay of up to 500 words, or a standalone essay. The entries should detail how the nominee exemplifies hard work and determination, how they have shown courage in the face of adversity, and what the nominee means to their family. Entries will be accepted through July 18th. Entrants can visit www.shopmyexchange.com/customer-service/becauseofyou and click on the Dickies American Hero of the Year logo to access an application. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is Army Wife Network's own News 6 Gen, bringing you the need-to-know story. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual, depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. A panel considering the future of the Army has started a national tour of Army posts. A panel charged with making recommendations on the future of the Army has started its nationwide tour by hearing opinions about the Army in North Carolina. The National Commission on the Future of the Army is taking public and written comments before it releases its recommendations in February. The panel's first stop was in Fayetteville near Fort Bragg on Wednesday, followed by a stop in Raleigh to hear from representatives of the North Carolina National Guard and state leaders. Retired General Carter F. Hamm, the chairman of the eight-member commission, said the panel's recommendations will focus on determining the right mix between the active duty Army, the National Guard, and the Army Reserve to meet the nation's needs. Pentagon officials looking to overhaul the military personnel system are focusing on the up or out rules. Brad Carson, the Defense Department's new personnel chief, said the rules that have defined active duty career tracks for generations are ill-suited for recruiting and retaining the high-skilled force that future combat operations will require. Also known as high tenure rules, they require both officers and enlisted troops to leave military service if they fail to get promoted within specified time. The best companies in America today don't take people who are engaged in disciplines where there is a steep learning curve, where every year you are getting better. And when you are in your 40s or your 50s and at the very apex of your career, say, "I'm sorry, we are forcing you to retire," Carson said at a recent event for military personnel professionals. Some top officials disagree that up or out rules should change significantly, highlighting a tension today's military faces in trying to recruit and retain a force that needs both traditional soldiers as well as the next generation of high-tech warriors. Roy Wallace, an Army Assistant Deputy Chief of Staff, said up or out rules are important for maintaining a force of young infantrymen. Some experts believe the long-term solution is for Congress to grant the Pentagon more leeway to experiment with individual career fields. In some cases, in some career fields, the up or out may be perfectly fine and appropriate, and you'd want to be able to keep using something like that. But in other areas, it's just not working. So you want to give DOD the flexibility to do something different, said Todd Harrison, a defense expert with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. Carson said he and his staff are conducting a review and will send recommendations to Defense Secretary Ash Carter in August. In two separate votes on Thursday, Congress decided on higher pay raises for troops in the coming fiscal year. Through two separate votes on Thursday, Congress has agreed that troops deserve a bigger pay raise in the new fiscal year, but the House and Senate are still divided on just how much. We cannot risk having an underfunded military during these uncertain times, and our troops deserve unfailing support as they lay their lives on the line, Representative Hal Rogers, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, said in a press release. The House's 2.3% raise is above the White House's proposal earlier this year for a modest increase to 1.3%. The bill also rejects cuts to military housing allowances and commissaries. The Senate Appropriations Committee agreed with the White House proposal on troop pay increases, but senators also balked at cuts to commissaries. At a time when thousands of military families depend on food stamps, it's wrong to reduce access to commissaries or increase costs at the checkout line. These families face enough stress, Senator Barbara Mikulski said in a release. The Senate will likely have a floor vote on the bill in the coming weeks, and the raise and changes to benefits will be up for debate again. The House and Senate appropriation bills must be merged into a final for funding the Defense Department. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Gen signing off.
I'm just so happy my father had a chance to see his kids before he passed. I just want to say thank you.
When her father fell ill, the American Red Cross was able to help get Veronica's brother home from the Navy to speak to his father one last time. It's thanks to your donations that we can connect military families when they need it most. Please donate today at redcross.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Paula Merrifield.
And I'm your co-host, Corey Blackshear. Tonight we have with us Joelle Yamada, Overseas Yes co-owner, general manager, and advertising coordinator. She and her husband survived three consecutive overseas moves in the Navy. They were lucky enough as a family to truly join the Navy see the world. While they loved every place and every journey, they were all so different.
That's right. So each of their moves brought a new paradigm and way of looking at the world and a new set of skills for navigating the experience. Overseas Yes helps other people find their way in a new place, learning to truly make it home, and it all began with Okinawa High, their first site. So we are pleased tonight to welcome Joelle to the show. Are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm glad you're here with us tonight. So tell us
a
little bit about you.
Already.
Oh, good, 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 good. We're Corey and I are kind of we've had regular Mondays, I guess it is. We're coming alive though. So Joelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Yeah, sure. It's very warm here, about 109 at the moment. So you can probably guess that Arizona-ish is where I am. So we are hot at the moment, and it will just get worse over the next few weeks. But we live here in the Phoenix area. I am one of those women, like many of us, who has a lot of balls in the air, do my best to not drop too many of them, juggling life and jobs and family and trying really hard to find some time for myself, my own health and well-being, which is, I think, the eternal struggle for moms a lot of time. But married to a wonderful man with long hair and a long beard, which tells you that we are relatively recently out of the military. It is so funny. He now works at Intel, and all of the military guys that work there are all just bearded with all this hair. It is the funniest thing to me ever. I keep thinking it's a phase.
When you retire from the military, you have to grow a beard.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband did it.
It might change, but not yet. Now my boys are following in his footsteps a bit, so I'm like, okay, where does this end? Luckily, my daughter, my five-year-old, has short hair like me, so that the girls are holding down the short hair end of things. But, yeah, I have four kids. Our eldest just came home from finishing her first year at college, and she's kind of taking care of the kids this summer while I work. And I have a 5-, 7-, and 9-year-old. We're on kind of a modified year-round schedule here, so they only get about 6 weeks this summer. So they're packing everything in they can to every moment of every day. So that's where I'm calling you from tonight.
You have a 5, 7, 9, and then a college freshman?
And then a 19, yep.
So we're bless your
out,
heart.
All over the place. Yes.
That's a full plate, lady.
Although I tell you, the 19-year-old is more and more a blessing every moment because, of course, she drives and she, dinner last night and all of that. So I do see that the future has beautiful things to hold for us all. So.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, the one thing that you definitely have the heat out there. But
we do.
You don't have the humidity the way that we do here in the South. Yeah.
Yes, and I've heard people say it's okay, you don't have to shovel sunshine. So, in the winter we win. So
That's right. That's awesome. But yes, no, it is definitely toasty out there.
Yes. Dry heat.
Wow.
Stay inside, which is where I'm calling you from.
That's
right. I'm not sitting on my back porch like you can.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
So, Joelle, can you explain to us what Overseas Yes is?
Absolutely. So we are now a family of websites that started out just as a little tiny baby years and years ago, and now has grown into 4 websites, hoping to grow even more from that in the next little bit, helping military families that are living overseas basically get off base and really enjoy their overseas time. It can be very daunting to be moved overseas, especially if you haven't traveled much yourself previously. It can be really, downright scary. And, of course, many of us tend to do that with young kids. And so it's just kind of hard to settle into that sort of different change of culture and lifestyle. And so our websites are out there to help that, to make a difference in those military families that move overseas and are trying to adjust to their 2 or 3 years of something very different from home.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the inspiration behind its beginnings? Was it the fact that, 'cause you guys did like 3 consecutive overseas moves?
We did. They tell you you can never do that, but as with all things in the military,
right?
You just have to see what happens when you ask.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We were very lucky. Truly joined the Navy Theater World in our case.
Yeah.
The websites actually started based out of Okinawa, and that was our first site. My friend Meredith had moved there, and she was pregnant with a 2-year-old and she was living off base at that time and just didn't even know what to do, didn't know where to go, didn't know where to take her child to play, just really didn't know things and asked around, and no one else knew either. And so with her wonderful writing voice, she decided, well, I'll start a blog. And when she'd find a new park, she would post about it. And it evolved over those first couple months where she started asking some friends, hey, will you post something about that restaurant you went to last week? And, will you post something about that place you went to up on the north side of the island? And within really 6 months, she got a group of us together. I had found them right when Meredith started writing. I had found a site because I had just moved there. And so I had submitted something to her thinking this was like a big website, not knowing it was just kind of her writing, And she said, hey, do you want to join us at Starbucks next week? We're getting together to see about making this thing. And so a group of about 7 of us got together, and we kind of mapped out all the different sorts of things we wish we knew about Okinawa and living there. And we each took a day of the week. So initially I was doing the to-do section, which was activities to do on island, and each of us just took a different category of things that we wanted to know, and we just started running around and searching for things and then writing about it. And so that's how things started, and we chose the name Okinawa High. High means yes in Japanese, and so the idea was kind of Okinawa, oh no, but I want to say yes to this, and I want to love my experience being overseas. So basically it means Okinawa, yes. And that's what all of our sites follow, that same yes sort of thing. So
it's such a great website. It's got so many great resources. I was so impressed when I found it last year when I was doing our post on the post with the most segment on Okinawa of Torii Station. And yeah, it's a great site. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Why you started more websites after you did Okinawa High.
What's interesting, of course, is that, you know, most great ideas start out of a need, and that's certainly how Okinawa High started. Meredith was like, I don't know where to go, so I'm going to help other people here. And so what happened is that the woman who had been locally managing Okinawa High a couple of years ago got orders to move to Germany, her and her husband. And so she said, well, there's nothing like this in Germany. Should we start one there? And it was like, okay, let's do that. So that one's called Germany Ja, because Ja is yes in German. And at the same time, one of the original writers for Okinawa that I had written with back in the day, Kelly, she was moving to Korea. And so she contacted us and said, there's nothing about Korea. So we said, okay. So, and then a year after that, another friend from Okinawa moved to Turkey, was stationed in Turkey. And so we did the same thing and started Turkey to Mom there. So we now have those four sites and hoping to add a couple more in the next little bit. But basically, it's just sort of a pay it forward thing. You know, we have people contact us and say, I was in Okinawa and I lived, you know, by looking up things on your site and, you know, finding where the garlic house was because I couldn't figure out the directions anybody else was giving me. It didn't make sense. So, you know, I looked on your site and there it was. And so I want something like that here. People here need that because everybody's just hanging out on base and, you know, staying at the local restaurants right, you know, right around the base. And we need to get out and we need to see things and really explore these cultures that we're blessed to be around for a few years.
Okay, so you've got four different sites. You've got one for Okinawa, Germany, Korea, and Turkey, right?
And Turkey, yep, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, yes.
Right.
Okay, so how do the websites benefit the military service members and their families? Kind of walk us through some of those benefits. I mean, I know that you said it'll help people get out there and explore. Like you said, the privilege and the benefit of being in another country, you don't want to necessarily stay right there on post. You want to experience things. So
yes, absolutely.
Give us some of that.
First found out we were moving to the UK. We were stationed in Cornwall when my oldest son was born in England. And the base at that time, I contacted them and said, can you send me some information about the base? And I got in the mail, and granted this was 2003, but I got in the mail from them this, you know, 50-page document that was the driest, you know, thing telling me about the base. And, I mean, there was just nothing that, as a wife, I was looking for. I wanted to know what the houses looked like. I wanted to know whether I should bring, you know, certain furniture. I wanted to know what the plugs were because I had just bought a bread maker and was it going to work? And, I mean, you know, these were the real detail things that I wanted information on. And it wasn't readily available from, you know, the websites I was finding that the base put out. You know, they have very basic information there, but I wanted to know, you know, was the king size bed going to fit in the housing on base or not? You know, that was a very important question. How was I supposed to get my dog there? I have no idea how to get this 100-pound dog, you know, to England. And these are the kind of questions that we really try to provide for people finding our sites before they move. So the sites aren't just for you when you arrive at that destination, but beforehand we have a whole newbie section on all of the sites that tries to give as much of that information as possible. And some of those are just stories of other people PCSing. You know, here's how it was. here was how the flight went. Here was how, you know, all the stuff I packed for my kids so that they could stand a 13-hour flight. And, you know, just the sort of things, again, for me as the spouse, I just, that's the kind of nitty-gritty that I wanted someone to help with so that I wasn't constantly reinventing the wheel. You know, we've, military families have been living overseas for years and years and years, but I think a lot of times that information doesn't get passed on. So, you know, in my case, when we were first in England, you know, it took me the whole first year just to figure out where I lived, for goodness sakes. I mean, I finally figured out how to pay my electric bill off base and, you know, where in the world I was supposed to go to get this kind of ingredient that I couldn't seem to find, you know, and somewhere else. And, you know, it takes you just a year to do some of those real basic things. Then you get, the second is a great year because you know stuff. And then the third year, you know, you're waiting for orders for the next thing and you're kind of winding down and you have this wealth of information that you maybe haven't been able to pass on to anyone. And so not only do our sites provide a lot of that information to begin with, but they give our military members and spouses the chance to write and share all that fabulous information that they have figured out during their stay, you know, in this location. Mm-hmm.
That's just so exciting that that's a resource that these people have to look forward to when they're moving. I love
it. Well, it's all a really, it's a real world information. I mean, the very, you know, the very basic stuff.
Very practical, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can find out where the mess hall is and the chapel is from anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. And we have our Facebook groups where, you know, depending on how new the site is, you know, there's a wealth of information there as well. But, you know, our Facebook site all the time, I'll see people, you know, posting, okay, I can't find, you know, and it's some random item that they want. I think there was a whole thing on there for a while about some kind of Thai chili that somebody was looking for. And, you know, I mean, there's just, you know, 25 responses to, oh, okay, I saw it one time here or I saw it there one time. And, you know, and that kind of thing, that is just so, so helpful to people who are trying to believe that being overseas is a blessing. In my experience being overseas, about half the people are so thrilled to be overseas. The other half would really just as soon be home. But for those, you know, even in that, even in being homesick and wishing you were home and feeling like you're missing out on stuff, what a blessing it can be to discover, you know, this beach where you can, you know, find sea glass, or here's all the schedule for all the Oktoberfest stuff that you can find in Germany. Here's where it's going to be happening. Here's where all the Christmas markets are happening. And so that you can really get out and maybe have a better experience. Where you're not just counting down the days so you get to go home, but trying to really love this probably once-in-a-lifetime experience of being overseas.
What was the single best or most memorable piece of feedback you got from somebody who follows your site?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
What was the single best or most memorable piece of feedback that you've gotten from one of your fans, for lack of a better word?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I actually think one of the funnest things is when we get these emails from people saying, okay, I just moved to mainland Japan and you've got to start something here. Or I just moved to, you know, England and there's no Okinawa High in England, you know, and it's like, oh, gosh, okay, you know. And that's where, you know, if any of you have actually located the seeds for the money tree, that's what, you know, please pass it on to me because, you know, we'd love to start sites all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
Saving our pennies at this point.
Takes time and resources for sure. Joelle, we've got to take a quick break, okay? So hang with us. Don't forget the AWN core team has some fun discussion taking place over on Twitter, twitter.com/Army Wife Network. Make sure that you use that hashtag Army Wife to participate. If you have any questions for Joelle, please put them there and we will get to them and ask her. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what we can find on the sites and some additional information. So we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the Veterans Hospital, or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS. Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Joy and I each did the following exercise about I wish I hads. While the exercise is intended primarily to help you focus on where your time is spent, we found it very useful in finding out about each other's wishes and dreams. It's taken from Taking Control of Your Time in Your Life by Dick Lohr. Start with a pad of paper and a pencil. At the top of the paper write, Today I am 95. Now picture yourself at age 95. Your family has just thrown a 95th birthday shindig for you. You have just eaten a single cupcake with a single candle on top, and after the party you retreat to the front porch to sit in your rocker. You begin thinking about your life. For the most part you feel satisfied, but as you look down at your feet you find a basket filled with slips of paper. On each slip of paper is a statement beginning with the words, I wish I had. What do yours say? Take 10 minutes to jot down all the I wish I hads you would find in your basket. Here are a few of mine. I wish I had learned to paint. I wish I had traveled to the South Seas. I wish I had learned to dance. I wish I had spent more time with my spouse. When we were done, we gathered up some old magazines and cut out pictures that represented items on our lists. We pasted them to some poster board to create special dream posters. Joy had them framed, and they're on the wall in our office to remind us. Joyce has a cruise ship, hot air balloon, fireplace, massage, and lots of beautiful flowers. Mine has a walk on the beach, a picture of a rainforest in Panama, a muffaletta sandwich and beignets from New Orleans. Be more romantic. Share your dreams and live them together. Your spouse, your relationship, and your marriage will be better off for it. This is Kevin Decker, Certified Relationship Coach. Thanks for listening to the Relationship Minute on the Army Wife Network. Find resources to help you with your relationships at GetROR.com. That's GetROR.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Joelle Yamada, the co-owner, general manager, and advertising coordinator of Overseas Yes. It is a family of websites that offers practical information for anybody that is going overseas, maybe to Okinawa, Germany, Korea, and Turkey. So before we went to break, we were talking about all of the information that is available on the sites and how it's beneficial to our military families. So, Joelle, who writes all of the posts on the sites?
Me. No, I'm kidding.
that was
really
all.
Hard work.
So you have superpowers on top of everything else.
That's right. That's right.
She's like our co-founder.
Heather, who's my partner in all of this craziness, she and I met because we were both writing for Okinawa High at the time. Unfortunately, once you're no longer living overseas, it's a bit harder to write real relevant posts because nobody really cares that it's 109 in Phoenix. So we actually, about 3 years into the process of running Okinawa High and before we started the other sites, we realized that really the best way to do it was to just let our readers be our writers. They were going to have the most relevant information for us. They were going to let us know when they found something exciting, and they knew that we were there as sort of a place where they could, spread this information that they'd gleaned from, you know, their own experiences. So we have a submissions@email address for all of our websites. And basically our readers, when they find something new and interesting, they write to us and share with us what they've found. Probably the biggest part of that is dealing with making sure the directions and the instructions are as perfect as they can be, because I certainly found living overseas, that's one of the hardest things is, you know, you maybe can't even read the signs. You know, street signs are done differently. And so a lot of our directions say things like, you know, turn left at the purple sign and, you know, right after the big tall building that has the yellow, you know, star on the side, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, that's what's super important about a lot of our posts is making sure that they have good enough directions that, you know, people can actually find these things off base.
And do you hire people to be part of your team, or is it all volunteer?
No, we do. I would love to say we paid millions of dollars. We don't. But we have quite a few different positions. We have local managers and writers at the locations of all the sites. We have some people doing Instagram and a little bit of Twitter and running our Facebook sites for us, as well as the writers themselves get paid for each post that that we accept. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fun way to make a little extra cash. We have actually one writer who has actually written, I think, now on every single one of our sites. He has just been very, very lucky in his postings. And so he was in Okinawa and then was moved to Korea and now to Germany and has done some traveling so that those posts were also put onto the Turkey post. So he's kind of, we need to get him some special t-shirt.
Wow.
I don't know, that says, like, you know, I'm the overseas, yes, the greatest writer of all or something. I don't know.
Overseas, yes, guru or something.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, you know, it's pocket money. We used to joke in Okinawa that it was enough to, you know, you write a couple posts a month and you could get your, you know, get your pedicure with your crazy toenail decorations done, you know, and that was about it. But that's fun sometimes, you know.
But a lot of times, especially in the military community, people just want to get the information out there. So honestly,
yes.
You know, even if they didn't, you know, earn a few pennies,
yes,
or whatever else, I mean, the military community is amazing with sharing information. They
Absolutely.
Really are.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you feel like the world would be different if there was no overseas yes?
I think it just would take so much longer to figure things out. Mm-hmm. I feel like in our first overseas tour that I only really got about a year to really explore, because it took me so long to just get the basic information figured out. If I had had a site there in the UK when we were there, I feel like, you know, that initial year of really struggling and trying to figure things out would have just been shortened so much. And I could have gotten on with the business of, you know, seeing castles and and eating, you know, scones and cream and, you know, and just been able to enjoy my time overseas faster. So that's really, I think, I feel like we give people the gift of time because they're able to, you know, get out and explore and feel comfortable and thrive overseas maybe earlier than they would without us being there.
And what are the most common questions that people have when they're getting ready to move overseas?
Oh, my goodness. We get a lot about what to bring. And, of course, there's different rules with each branch and each site that you're moving to. But for a while, there have been, you know, limits on the amount of stuff you could bring overseas. And not all places have that rule, but certainly some do. And so, you know, if you're limited in what you can bring, you want to make sure you're bringing the right stuff. So
absolutely.
Lots and lots of questions about that. You know, do I need window coverings? You know, what bed size will fit? And, you know, these kind of things. What's the loaner furniture look like? And all of that, those types of questions. Then we get lots, you know, what preschools are available, what schools are on base, what schools are off base that my kids might be able to go to. So that's huge. And then, of course, probably, I would say probably our most popular posts are usually about restaurants, because once you're settled, then you just really want to get out and eat good food. And so we have indexes on all the sites that, you know, organize the restaurants by where they are and by the cuisine and, you know, this sort of thing to sort of help people, you know, I want to have German food tonight, or I want Japanese food tonight, or I want Italian food tonight, and, you know, how to kind of find that as quickly as possible. But I think maybe one of the other things is the pet question. That's always a pretty big question. People trying to move their pets around and how to deal with customs and if there's quarantine and, you know, all these kinds of things. So those are pretty popular questions.
So tell us a little bit about what plans does Overseas Yes have for the future? Are you guys looking to expand? Are there certain areas that you're looking at? I mean, it sounds like that there's a lot of interest and people wanting you to expand. What are some of those areas that you're looking at?
We've actually, a little secret, we've actually bought a few URLs already for some
sites. Oh, so you're already planning.
Well, you know, when you get an idea, you think, well, we better snag the URL because that's all we need is for it to be not available or whatever, you know. But we have actually some people who've contacted us actually from Bahrain, and a lot of people are like, where? But if you've been in the Navy or, you know, and I know a lot of people have been over there, but, you know, Middle East over there, little country, but it's the families living there, you know, there aren't very many families living there. And I think sometimes those are the things that really pull on our heartstrings, is where there's just kind of a small base and maybe not as much information as they'd love to have. To really experience well their time there. So Bahrain is definitely one of them on the list. And again, somebody from Okinawa moved there and was like, you have to help us. And then our manager who's actually just leaving Okinawa, they just took the long trip and got transferred to the mainland of Japan. And so that's kind of on our radar at this point, too. There's a lot of bases in Japan and on the mainland there. And so to add something else to our Asian market there, we'd like to get a site there sometime in the near future. So hoping for that.
And can you tell us where our listeners can go to find out more?
Well, we have a very main site. It's just overseasyes.com, and that'll give you links to the four sites, which would then get you more directly, you know, to the part of the world you were more interested in. And then each of the four sites has a Facebook page that's, you know, just / Okinawa Hi, Korea Yeah, Germany Yeah, or Turkey to Mom. So those are all findable there, and that has all our most recent posts and, you know, all of that information, so you can see the kind of things that are being, kind of information that's being put out there by our local writers.
Well, Joelle, you have really provided us with great information, and what a wonderful resource for anybody that is preparing to move overseas. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight and sharing, and good luck with future endeavors and future sites.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely. Hope to talk to you again when I have more sites to tell you about.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear it. Thanks so much, Joelle. Have a great night.
Thank you, Joelle. Thanks. Bye.
All right, AWN fans, join us in 2 weeks, Monday, June 29th, 2015. And on the show, we're going to feature David and Lisa DeVoust. They are the authors of Building Better Humans, so you don't want to miss that.
And in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and to share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
That's right. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Good night.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.